morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. Puget Sound across Washington and Oregon. How's it going out there, everybody? We got T-Bone in the house over there. How you doing?
Excellent.
It's good to have you, man.
Good to be back.
As always. Yeah. T-Bone, a big shout out to all of our veterans out there. T-Bone is a veteran of the Navy, correct?
I am. 24 years.
That's good. All you guys, really proud of you. Served our country. You know I'm a big believer in all of you. Same thing with police, firemen, everybody that serves. So thank you out there for all of that. We're going to have a good discussion here with our good friends and our sponsors, American Leak. You guys have heard them here before. And if you want to check this show out or previous shows, just go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. They're up there in perpetuity. Back with us again is John Lynn. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Good. Thank you for asking.
And you're the owner, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and this franchise?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you heard him here before. We're going to ask him a little bit about, because in case you hadn't heard him, I just want him to quickly tell his story about how he got into this. And then he brought along a new fella. He's part of the ZZ Top organization. Over there, he's got a big old beard, which I like. That's very cool. His name is Turner Tyler. How you doing, Turner?
I'm doing great.
It's thanks. Good to have you here. So, Turner, since you're brand new and people haven't heard you here on the show, tell us a little bit about your background and how in the heck did you get hooked up with these guys?
I came from heavy construction.
Okay. What's that mean? What's heavy construction?
Underground utilities.
Oh, okay.
Dirt work, excavation. One of the owners I've known for quite some time, 7, 8, 9 years.
Okay.
And we actually got the job thrown my way via the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you guys work out together at the
gym?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
Pretty hot and heavy for kids and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the opportunity presented itself, and he gave me an opportunity I couldn't back down from.
Yeah,
so.
That's very cool. How long have you been with American League?
Just almost 7 years.
Oh, for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you here, man. It's very, very cool. You guys do a good service, and you know, in the Seattle area, with it being there's water everywhere. You know,
yeah, it's
coming down from the sky, underground irrigation systems. We're going to talk all about that. And then, John, just to refresh the audience's memory, you're the owner. Why did you get into American League, and why did you get this franchise?
We were my two business partners. They were in construction. And down in, I was working with my brother, one of the other owners, Curtis Lynn.
Okay.
And the other owner is Doug Brashears.
Okay.
And I was working with them down in California, and they were doing commercial and residential construction and plumbing. And from that point on.
Were you from California too?
Yes, sir. Originally
oh,
from California.
Okay.
Yes. My
okay.
wife's from Yakima area, and okay. our family in Yakima area. So.
Yeah. So you knew about it up here.
Knew about up here. But we, from that, we were actually, they were building a sporting goods store in San Francisco area.
Oh, okay.
And they were walking by one day, and after the construction, just before grand opening, and water was coming up.
Out of the ground?
Out of the, around the cash wraps inside
oh,
the store.
Okay. Oh, well, wow, that's not good.
A roof drain didn't get connected, and they ended up having to contact an American leak detection company down in the Bay Area, who actually came in and diagnosed the problem, and they got it repaired, and had the remediation contractors come in, and grand opening went off without a hitch.
Wow. So that was kind of your first exposure to all this, and you kind of went, wow, that could be a good business here.
Yeah. So we went down and met with the original owner of American Leak Detection.
Okay.
And within, I don't know, 48 hours, we had purchased all of Western Washington.
And why Western Washington?
It was one of the only areas open.
Oh, really?
Well, it had a large population.
Yeah.
So it was between Western Washington and Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
And okay. We chose Western Washington.
Got it. Okay. Lake Havasu would be kind of fun, too. Don't you think, Tebow?
I think Lake Havasu's been leaking for a while.
Yeah. It was a little hot, too.
Yeah,
a little hot.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Thank you, John, for the background there. Guys, make sure you grab a pencil and paper, like I always tell you. I'm going to give you the phone number for these guys and their website. I think, you know, and we're going to talk about all kinds of conditions. You know, Seattle, we have wet, but we also get cold and we get thaw. So now you got all these issues with that on top of it. And there's things that we're going to talk about that you can look for that maybe something's going on. You might have a water leak and you need to call out American Leak to come take a look at it. So we'll get into that. All right, let's start first. I guess, Turner, we'll make this real simple. When you get called out, like, what's your role in the company? Do you go out in the field and do troubleshooting or?
Correct.
Okay. So, like, if you're looking at, based on being with the company for 7 years, what are some of the most common leaks that you're seeing out there, or the most common leak?
It's going to have to be leaks between the meter and the house,
okay.
For sure.
And can you explain that? Like, what does that mean?
Between the city's water service meter,
okay,
and the actual residence.
So it's the main line coming into the house.
Correct. Okay. Underground.
Okay. Which is something that, I mean, is there anything that a homeowner, like little indicators that they may have a leak?
High water bills, notices from the city or the water department.
Okay.
You know,
so notices like we're gonna
shut your water off. Yeah,
shut your water off.
That comes later.
Okay. Yeah. So this is something. But is there anything though, Turner, that you can, before you get that big huge surprise water bill, is there anything that might give you an indication that there's a leak at all?
Running toilets. If you hear water running inside your home, it's always a telltale sign something's going on.
All right.
Wet spots in the yard.
Okay. Do you get, like, John, or is there any times where you've seen, like, little pools of water out in the yard?
Yes. People will notice a overly green spot.
It's like the oasis, uh-huh, right?
Where the lawn, and, you know, in August is most lawns in Washington.
Like, why is this spot so green?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The most lawns are brown. You know, a lot of people don't have irrigation systems. Yeah. Or they'll have a mushy section. They'll be out mowing their lawn, and suddenly their feet are wet.
Yeah. That makes sense. Or a lot of mushrooms.
A lot of mushrooms, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So then I guess is the next step. So someone knows, maybe they get surprised or they see, okay, something's going on here. We got to give you guys a call. When you come out, what's for the main line to the house, what's the first thing you're looking for? What do you do, Turner?
First thing is check the water meter. Okay. See if it's showing any signs of usage.
Okay.
You know, those meters should be holding, you know, rock solid, so to speak. They shouldn't be showing any signs of movement unless...
What does that mean, signs of movement?
So there's a low flow indicator. Sometimes they're a triangle. Sometimes they're kind of star-shaped like a snowflake.
Okay.
Those shouldn't be moving at all if you're not using any water inside your home.
Okay, good. When we come back, I'm going to ask Turner and John about maybe how can they check it themselves, or even how to find their water meter. Sometimes it's a little tough to do, and you guys, I'm sure, have some tips and tricks on how to do that. T-Bone is going to jump back in with me second segment. I'm sure he's got a question or two he wants to ask these guys. So with that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete.
And I'm Trevor.
Trevor's a little slow in the uptake. I think you need some more. Do you drink coffee?
I don't anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I did, but I stopped. So.
Really?
What? Yeah.
You know, I just read a medical study that people who drink 8 cups or more coffee a day, 20% lower risk of heart disease.
I think I maxed my quota out while I was in the Navy.
You already filled that vial up? Okay, got it.
I've got my 8 cups of coffee a day for 60 years.
And, yeah, you were in the sub, right?
Yeah.
In the tube.
Yeah, 4 of them.
Yeah, that's hardcore. I don't know if I could have done that, so.
It's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good to know. So, all right, we're going to get back to our discussion here with American Leak. I'm going to give you their phone number in just a second. But I want to go back to you, John. We ended the last segment. We talked about, you know, kind of the water meter to the house. Turner was saying, you know, you typically that's what they find the most. But, you know, I'm sure you guys get calls all the time like, where the heck is my water meter? I don't know how to find it. So, what are some ways that people can actually find that thing to check it?
Well, the best way to do it is just on your water bill is a number who's ever supplying your water, the city or a PUD, and you can just call them, and they will come out and mark it with a blue hash mark right where the
meter is. They'll come find it for
you. They'll come and find you and locate your meter for you, and then at that point they can even do a reading for you and let you know if there's see any usage on it, like what Turner was describing earlier, indicating that you might have a leak or something going on inside your home, like a running toilet, or if you have a pool, the autofill is left on, you know, something that was using water that it shouldn't be.
I would imagine, though, if you have a break in your line between the water meter and the house, that's going to be much more significant than just a running toilet as far as cost.
Well, not really.
Oh, is it slower?
Yeah, a running toilet can use a lot of water in 30 days to 60 days.
Okay.
Double. Okay. Double is usually pretty common.
Double
the
bill.
The water bill.
Really?
Yeah, we've seen them tripled.
Wow. Okay. Well, That's why you got to take care of your toilets, put in the new flappers, all that basic right. stuff that people can do.
We got one yesterday in a commercial building. It was the flushometer style, like at a school.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just running, I mean, like full blast.
Just nonstop.
Just nonstop. Just water pouring into the bowl.
Wow.
So you get
Do you guys
going
take
on.
Care of that stuff too, or do you, how do you?
We don't repair leaks.
Okay.
We have a licensed plumbing.
You just detect them.
We just repair them,
You
yes.
just point, say, there's the
right.
leak.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Then we can refer out some plumbers. We have a lot of contacts if you don't have some.
Okay. Do you, so Turner, I think that's a great idea, John, that, you know, call your water utility and they can tell you. But let's say somebody wants, they're freaking out, right? It's like, oh my God, I got to get this turned off. Are there some indicators as where a water meter might be?
Usually they're out by the road. I mean, majority of the time. Okay. They're out, you know, front of the driveway.
Are they sometimes buried under sod and things?
They can be.
Okay.
I mean, mostly landscaping, beauty bark.
Okay.
Topsoil, stuff like that.
Okay. How does the utility company, is it like a metal detector? Is that how they find it? Or?
Well, they know where they're at. I mean, okay. they installed them. They know where their meter
okay.
is.
Okay. But is it, I mean, if a homeowner is going to look, is there a way they can, like, find them? Is there, how do you do that, John?
A lot of times you can look across the street where your neighbor, if you can see your neighbor's meter, they're a square box, either out of the box would be rectangular, I should say. It'll have a steel lid, or it'll be a concrete lid with a little steel window box in it
okay.
where you can lift open.
Okay.
So if you see your neighbors across the street, a lot of times they're just opposite that yours is.
Oh, okay. So that's yeah. a good indicator if I
right.
kind of go back.
Yeah, you kind of go back and kind of see where theirs is. It in the shrub side or right at the curb level? Then you kind of know yours is right around there.
Okay, got it. You just joined us, too. This is Pete with Home Matters, KRadio 97.3 FM. So let's go back now just one more time so the people, because what you said was really interesting. So let's say they pull it up, and you said there has to be movement. So can you explain that again, Turner?
Movement in the flow indicator, so the okay. triangle or the snowflake.
And when you say movement, what does that mean?
Forward progress, so it's rotating in
okay.
a forward direction.
And normally it wouldn't be rotating very fast at all?
It shouldn't be rotating at all.
At all. No. Okay, so if you're seeing movement, then it's time to give you guys a call.
Correct.
Okay.
Or further investigate on your own.
But. Okay. And then so as the next step then, Turner, so they say, okay, there's movement. And they're going to give you a call. And guys, I'm going to give you the phone number now so that you can do that. So if you see something, whether it's the wet patch or, you know, you got a huge water bill, it's like, oh, we got to do something. You want to give these guys a call. It's 425-655 and then LEAK, L-E-A-K. So 425-655-LEAK. And we're going to give a big shout out. They got several people, nice people in the office. You can ask for Ryan, who's actually sitting here off air with us, to a big smile on his face. Lisa, Lynn, I would ask for Bobby Sue. I like that name. Good job, Bobby Sue. Big shout out to you. Ashley or Sochi. Got it. Sorry about that, Sochi. So maybe I'd ask for you too. But you can ask for any one of those individuals, and they will get you all fixed up. John, what? So if they do call and they ask for one of these individuals, like, what are some of the questions that maybe they would ask them to determine?
So they would have them do a few tests, make sure it's a water service line leak. They would have them maybe go inspect their toilets. They
okay.
could even have them shut them off at the angle stop down below,
okay.
behind
yeah.
the toilet,
yeah.
about baseboard level. And that way that they could shut those off and they could kind of see if it's the toilet running. And they go out and recheck the meter, and if the meter isn't turning anymore, they know then, okay, you don't need to hire our service. You can
you just
either fix it yourself or you can contact a licensed plumber.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, we haven't got there yet, but it could be under a slab. It could be a pool. It could be a lot of different things. We're going to get into that with both you and Turner. Okay, so basically they shut that off. If it's still moving, okay, we got an issue then.
Right. Then they can further ask questions. Do you have an irrigation system? And if they do, they can say, well, irrigation systems, majority of them will have double-check valves. Which are so water can't go flow backwards into the city main if there was ever a break. It's a protection device.
Yeah, it's an anti-backflow.
Anti-backflow, correct.
Yep,
and
yep.
at that point,
and those things, by the way, they leak.
Yes, they do.
And a lot of it is just because of the winter, spring type thing. It's just the temperature swing.
Right. The people don't get them winterized like you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
And up here, you know, you drop down below 32, and if it stays out for multiple days straight,
yeah.
they can. If there's water in those,
yeah.
they can freeze.
Yep, exactly. That's that expansion contraction, and they could blow them. I've had them. blow in the header system, and I've had to replace them in my properties. So.
Right. So if they shut those off and the meter stops, and then we know now it's not a water service line, I think it could be an irrigation system.
Yeah.
And then they'll further ask them some more questions beyond that point, does if they need us or an irrigation contractor.
Yeah. So sounds like Ryan and the gang, they're a bunch of troubleshooters then.
Exactly. They're a big part of the whole scheme of it all. Because you can save a lot of time, homeowners, a cost of doing a leak detection when they don't really need it.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Now, let's go back, Turner. So, because we're going to break this down, we got a couple more segments. But so let's go back to the water main to the house where it's the main line. Let's say that, okay, we ask and that might be the issue. So when you come out, what are you looking for other than maybe downspouts? Is there a way you troubleshoot the line? Because the line's buried, right?
Correct.
So how do you determine that, oh, it might be in the main line?
I'm going to start by taking a look at the meter.
Okay.
Going in, you know, if we do have signs that there is a leak, I'll go in throughout the house, shut off toilets, cold water supply, the hot water tank, thus eliminating the entire hot water side.
So you're actually, I mean, really what you're basically explaining here is you look at it as a system problem, not just, oh, it could be the main line.
Correct. I mean, just because that meter is moving at this point, you know, we still don't know, is it inside, is it outside?
Okay, sounds good. We come back. We're going to continue that discussion because I want to, this guy's an expert, and I want to really pick his brain about like how to troubleshoot these. Some of these things you could do, but if you do have that movement, then it's time to give American Leak a call. You can do that at 425-655-LEAK. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're having a good discussion here with American Leak, with John Lynn, who's one of the owners, Turner Tyler. And now we have a new person. You've heard him before on the previous show. His name is Ryan. And Ryan, I didn't catch your last name.
Laneza.
Okay. I'll just call you Ryan.
Yep. I can't pronounce it either.
All right. Ryan, you're the, what's your title? Is it office manager?
Office general? Manager.
Office yes. manager. So we were just talking about some of the troubleshooting questions, Ryan. So can you, I know you spend a while. Can you give us kind of some of the questions you go through that John was mentioning and maybe the time that you take with the customer to help them figure out what's going on?
Well, again, yeah, the average call, it takes 10, 15 minutes. Again, we're from the office. We're just trying to decipher on what type of leak the customer is experiencing. So they would give us, you know, what they see or what they hear as far as their issues go. And then we can then go ahead and coordinate with, you know, with who we should set them up with as far as scheduling with our technicians.
Okay. What do you guys, John? Because this is some, I used to have a big construction company up here. What about leaks in the wall or leaks around bathrooms? Do you guys handle those kinds of things?
Yes,
too?
Sir. We do. We do bathroom. So let's say you notice a wet spot on your ceiling if you have a two-story house. Mm-hmm. Not sure why it's there. You can contact us. You can contact your insurance company, which then they will probably most likely contact us.
Yeah.
And we can go out there and diagnose, is it a drain line? Is it a water line? Is it a structural issue with caulking or grout?
Okay. That's good to know. And guys, the reason why I bring that up is not always, some of those leaks, they're very tiny, slow leaks, so it may not affect the water bill. But I tell you, I've had to rebuild walls. I've had to jack up whole sides of houses for bathroom leaks
Correct.
Over time because they just didn't, they let it go, didn't come out and have a company like you guys detect it so it could get fixed. And it could cause some serious damage structurally.
Right. So we do any type of, anything that'll leak water or sewer, we'll
okay.
do.
Okay. That's good to know. So, okay. So then, Ryan, you're going through and kind of troubleshooting. And then are you kind of, for every potential customer, you're deciding if it should be something you should go take a look and building a file on them? Or how does that work?
Yeah, that's basically how it works. Again, if it's something that's a little over our knowledge base, we would definitely have our technicians, specific technicians like Turner, give them a call and then, you know, try to figure it out that way.
Okay, sounds good. So, Turner, I'm going to go back to you because we, you know, you came in and you started talking about this as a systematic thing. So you're looking wherever there's a leak, and then how do you kind of get to a point where you're pinpointing where it might be?
based on the movement of the meter. So we'll start with the meter.
Okay.
We're showing signs of a leak. Okay. At that point, I go inside. We'll shut down toilets.
Right.
Cold water supply to hot water tank. And or if they have a main shutoff valve inside their house. Some do, some don't.
And that's typically where? Where is that at?
It depends on where the water service comes in. Sometimes they can be located in like an entryway pantry or closet.
Okay.
Also in the garage.
Yep. I've seen them a lot in the garage.
That's where most of the time they are.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you're shutting all that down, and then what's next? What happens if it's you still see movement on the meter?
At that point, it's time to find the leak.
Okay.
I'll induce inert gas into the system.
Okay. So, can you explain what that is, what that means?
Inert gas. So, it's a safe gas, nitrogen.
Okay. And why inert?
I'll pipe in. There's no, with inert gas, unlike an air compressor where you could potentially get, if it's an oil type compressor, you could get oil into your water service. We only can use by the AWWA is nitrogen or helium.
Okay.
So you don't want somebody that's just hooking up an air compressor that could be bringing outside contaminated air in.
Okay.
Or you could have oil introduced into your water. So we're all in. You don't want CO2.
So inert's kind of a safe.
Right. It
safe
doesn't way corrode to do the it. Pipes. Or it's just a very safe.
Okay. So typically nitrogen then, Turner, is what you guys are using?
Correct.
And what is the gas? How is that working to detect a leak?
Essentially, what I always tell people is we're trying to create a familiar sound at that leak area.
Okay. So what does that mean, a familiar sound?
Something that I know that I'm the one that's creating this sound.
You're like the leak whisperer.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like explaining the sound. I always used to, when I first got explained to 27 years ago, be like a little kid blowing bubbles in his milk glass through a straw.
Yeah. Well, so they used to have the soap test and all that where you get the bubbles on the pipe.
Exactly. So those would create those little sounds underneath in the soil.
Okay.
And then electronic listening device can go along and try to.
That's what I was getting at. So, Turner, do you have some kind of electronic device you're listening for these sounds?
Correct.
Okay. And as you're walking, like in a main line or under a slab, you're walking along to hear that?
Yeah.
And what does it sound like to you?
They're all different.
Okay.
The basic sound, like John just said, is I always, my reference is you take a glass of water, put a straw into it, and blow air into it.
Okay.
So subsurface, 3 to 4 feet deep on the depth is what we're listening for, and we're trying to create that sound. So an air and water colliding creates essentially a bubbling effect. Best case scenario, they're all different, but in layman's terms, that's the obvious leak.
Okay, got it. If you ever hear a get out, do you like run away?
Yeah.
Going into the haunted movies.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. And so then that pinpoints it then to a, then you, then what do you do? Like if it's under a slab or a main line, are we digging it up now at that time, or
we don't do any excavation or anything like that?
So you're just saying this is the location of it.
This is the location. Okay. Mark it accordingly. So paint, flags, some sort of marking device.
Okay. Can you, from the listening to the electronic device, can you determine like the volume of the leak at all?
Yes and no. I mean, big leaks are going to sound obviously different than small leaks. As far as quantifying a leak into size, the meter is going to tell us in real time what's going on.
Okay.
Is this a big leak? Is this a small leak? You can kind of halfway base that on the speed of the flow indicator, but you got to dig a little bit deeper into the numbers on that meter to determine the size of it.
Okay, got it.
So your water meters are basing in cubic feet, most of them. Some are in gallons, but most of them are cubic feet.
Yeah.
And on that meter, a lot of times there'll be three dials. One will be in tenths, so like 1/10 is basically three quarters of a gallon of a cubic foot.
Okay.
Which is like 7.48, but for easy math, it's 7.5.
Got it.
So if you have it spins around one whole time, like a clock face from 12 back to 12, you usually would, in 1 minute, that'd be 7.5 gallons of water, approximately.
And is what, like, for normal household, what is it? I mean, do you have, like, a range that a person uses?
It's hard to, single-family homes, it's hard to, everybody uses water different.
Different.
Okay. Years ago, they based it on, I think there was a study by University of California, Davis. Mm-hmm. There was a study, the average household per person is 120 gallons per day per person.
Okay.
And I think an office was 80 gallons per day. I think that's gone down some since the low-flow toilets and stuff have been introduced, but roughly that's kind what of, it was, around 100, that's, hand washing, using the restroom, showers, et cetera.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to be back next segment. We're going to wrap this up, getting into some of the cost structures and things like that. So you kind of get a range. I do want to talk to Turner and John about pool leaks, too, because that's kind of a different animal from these other ones. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete. We got T-Bone over there.
Hello.
You learned something here from Home Matters U?
Yeah. I did have a small question. Maybe you could answer quickly. So my dad had a deck issue, and he discovered that they had a room under their deck. Ceiling was showing stains. Do you guys do stuff like that where there's not like obvious plumbing? Would you guys come and do a check on something like that as well?
We have specialists that handle structural, non-plumbing related leaks.
I thought
we were off air.
No. We're on air. So is that's the same thing, kind of a listening device then, John?
No, it's all experience of construction.
Okay.
So our specialists that work on roofing forensics or building envelope issues, windows, decks, anything like that, it's just years and years of construction background on how
things are built. Is that someone different than Turner that would go out for that?
Yes.
So you guys have experts in certain types of things?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And you're kind of, sounds like your water main line, pools.
Commercial, residential, municipal.
Okay. And then what other experts then do you have where they would go out? What types of experts?
So we have your cause and origin. Typical would be if you have a bathroom leak like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Kitchens, anything that's you're not sure if it's plumbing, probably isn't because the leak comes and goes.
Yeah.
Then we'd send one of our structural specialists out.
Yeah. I got to ask you though, John, because with construction, I know this to be true. Water can wick for a long ways, hundreds of feet. So it's like, how do you guys actually pinpoint that when you have such a wicking issue?
So we have different devices, anywhere from thermal imaging to moisture meters.
Okay. And so you're looking, the moisture meter is kind of giving you, as you get more and more moisture, it's getting closer to where the source is.
Yes.
Okay.
Same as the thermal.
And the thermal mass.
That gives you a temperature differential, so you can start tracking that out.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Tebow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. It's good to know. All right. Hey, guys, if you want to give these guys a call, American Leak, they're best of breed. These guys will help find the source of your leak. Because obviously, here's the thing. I look at it this way. Let's just do some math here. So let's say in the greater Seattle area, what's an average water bill per month?
Probably runs around, $300.
Okay.
So that includes not just your water, but your waste. They base that off on how many cubic feet of water you use at your house.
Yeah, I know it varies by family. But I'm just getting,
probably 300.
About 300. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, Turner, you were saying many times you could get a double in the bill, right?
That's pretty nice.
So now you just blew through $300. So if we do the math, like, Ryan, what's kind of on average, and again, maybe you can give a story or whatever, but an average cost of a call for your company?
So the average cost that we would tell the customer is if your the length of your line between your water meter and your home is 0 and 100 feet, then you are looking at $400 for that leak detection. It's up to 3 hours for testing, but normally with that short of a length, it doesn't really take that long for our technicians. We normally charge for 0 to 100 feet, $400.
Okay. And then if there's something like under a slab or pool, is that kind of in its own classification then on cost?
Right. That would be a different pricing on its own.
Okay. So I'm just trying to get at this, John. So if I'm going to, I just blew through 300 and I could blow through another 300 and on average around 400, that's pretty cost effective.
Right. Because most times those leaks aren't caught by the city right away.
Yeah. So I mean, this could be going on for months.
You see your water bill slowly creeping up, and the next bill you get is for $1,200 for a two-month period. Well, $400 plus a plumber to come in is probably, anywhere from total bill, probably around $1,200, let's say. But to replace that line might be $3,500 to $4,000. Especially now if there's concrete driveway or asphalt driveway, you could double that.
Okay. Do you guys, I think you mentioned you do sewer lines too as well.
Yeah, we can do camera inspections and locates, static test.
Because there's a lot of, around this area, there's still a lot of clay lines and they fail.
Right.
And, it's good to know. So the reason why I'm bringing all this up really is, prevention as soon as you know, be proactive, because it can save you a lot of money in the long run. They should be calling you guys.
Right. We have some realtors that'll hire on the homes that will have a camera inspection done before somebody wants to buy the house, because a sewer line replacement can be
$50,000 Yeah.
In some parts because of the depth and the tight.
If you're doing like a sewer line, a video inspection, like, is there like a range of cost on that?
If it's residential, it's one price. Commercials, another price.
Okay, so you have, is it, Ryan, like a flat rate price, or is it
right? Well, yeah, it's based on again, if it's residential, commercial, they have their separate prices.
Okay,
and again, it's for up to 3 hours. But with those type of like those jobs that John was referencing, again, that's more in depth as far as the reports as well. So again, like those could be like a higher, like kind of a little bit higher price job than a, like a regular service line.
Right. On those more difficult jobs, structural leaks, like we were talking about, main big sewer line issues, we'll write full reports with photos.
But I look at it though as, you know, kind of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, because you're saying, what did you say? How many thousands of dollars have you got to replace?
Oh, I've heard them up to $100,000.
Yeah, it can be, I mean, well into $10,000, $20,000 even.
Oh, easily. Oh, that's probably
you're really, I mean, by spending, you know, the money with you guys, you could be saving a lot of money down the road.
Right, because then you can negotiate with the buyer who you're buying the house from.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, we got a little more time. Turner, I want to come back to you because the pool thing is kind of its own little animal, it seems to me. What are typically a source of a leak or a pool? Where do you find them?
It's either going to be one of two places, either in the structure, which is transition points. So dissimilar material transition. So whether it's the concrete gunite wall to plastic pipe penetrations, skimmer inlets, lights.
Is that because of corrosion, or what is the dissimilar materials there?
Dissimilar plastic to concrete. It just, you know, it's not a friendly area to
connection
try and seal as it is.
Got it.
And it's a common leak area.
And we have a lot of movement in our ground, you know, we're on fault lines.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Bay Area of California.
Yeah. Okay. So on that one, how do you, because that one seems like it might be kind of a tough one to listen for. How do you guys do that?
So on the structural related stuff, we don't listen for them. Everything's visual inspections.
Got it.
Mirrors, flashlights, you know, dye, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
As far as the pipes leaking from the pool equipment back to the actual pool, we pressure test those just like we do the main water
lines.
With our listening devices.
Okay.
Then our guys are all dive certified, so they'll dive the pool.
Oh, really?
To test the bottom drains and to test all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually went on a job with those guys a few days ago, and yeah, it seems very, very complicated when you get to those type of pools, pool leaks, because again, it could be in the structure, it could be in the plumbing, and you know, like they would check everything for that one. So
that's very cool. Okay, so John, you had told me off air a little bit about some of the charity or contribution programs you do. So you have one that's called Plumbers Without Borders. What's that one about?
Plumbers Without Borders will work anywhere in the world, even in local communities.
Okay.
They provide clean drinking water and waste removal.
Okay.
So those are the biggest two things that cause disease.
And how do you contribute to that for your company?
Well, through donations and money and in time if they need it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good. And
then,
Ryan, there's another program you guys have. What is it?
Shared Space for All.
Okay.
And basically, they're an organization that helps the at-risk kids in Isan, Thailand, you know, that are, you know, leading to sex trafficking, to give them another opportunity through education, free education. They teach English, and it just gives another opportunity for those kids.
Okay. That's great to hear. I'm glad you guys are doing that. That's awesome. Well, hey, guys, as always, man, we went through the whole show here. I learned a lot more about this. Turner, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. John, as always, nice to have you on.
Thank
and Ryan,
you.
Thanks for jumping on.
Oh, yeah.
Give these guys a call. Ryan and his team out there, 425-655-LEAK. That's 5325. So 425-655-5325. You can ask for Ryan, Lisa, Lynn, Bobby Sue, Ashley, or Sochi. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.